From WGCU News, I'm Topher Forges. Lake Okeechobee releases are suspended until at least Friday due to blue-green algae. As WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports, the algae contains low levels of a toxin called microcystin.
Blue-green algae currently covers 40 to 50 acres of Lake Okeechobee, and in the St. Lucie Canal that connects the lake to the St. Lucie River, the algae expands 15 to 20 acres. Mark Perry with the Florida Oceanographic Society is collecting algae data from the lake. He says it could get more dangerous.
It's a very, very dense, bright green color, and it's very distinctive, but it'll go through morphology to where it may get more toxin as the time goes on.
Perry says he's worried about the toxin microcystin he found in the algae.
If you ingest it or if you even inhale it, then you can get very nauseous and sick, much like flu-like symptoms.
Perry says in extreme cases, the toxin could enter the bloodstream and cause neurological damage. It's particularly harmful to the liver. The toxicity level is around 4 micrograms per liter right now, and according to the World Health Organization, 10 micrograms is considered highly toxic. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has suspended lake releases until at least Friday, but Mark Perry says the Port Mayaca lock that opens to let boats pass from the lake to the canal and vice versa still opens 10 or 12 times a day, which allows the algae to pass through. The Corps of Engineers says they'll probably make a new lake release decision Thursday that would begin Friday. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.